Pipe Network presents.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Huntahanites. Your favorite relationship podcast in the Philippines. Join the conversation as we talk about love.
I love him with all of my heart.
Dating.
The dating scene is a nightmare.
And relationships.
That's all I need.
With your host, Jelly. This is Huntahanites.
Hello to your left ear. Hello to your right ear.
And hello sa inyong lahat. Welcome to Huntahanites Season 4, Episode 6. Diba? Alam niyo ba, bago tayo magpatuloy sa ating episode, meron akong trivia. This episode will be the first episode of Huntahanites without any guest. Na full episode ha. Kasi before, I would publish an episode na solo, pero ano lang, yung mga bonus episodes lang, ganyan. Bonus tracks, wow, album. Yung mga ganun lang, pero never a full episode. But today, because busy ang lola nyo, alam nyo ba, dami kong tinatrabaho lately. Mga business stuff, tapos, ay, alam nyo ba, meron tayong special guest for our season finale. Ay, yun pala yung tinatrabaho ko. At talagang tumaas yung pitch ko. So, sobrang excited. Ganun ako ka-excited, mga Mars. At ano pa bang aabangan nyo? Meron ba kayong aabangan? Actually, pinaplano ko na ang live stream. Diba? I'm so excited for a live stream. Alam nyo kung bakit? Kasi I love talking to people. I love interacting, mga ganung kineme. Eto, bago tayo pumunta sa ating episode, so si Mary Chris, one of the student journalists sa NU, ay kinontakt tayo, no, to promote their event. So this one is a Camilo Osias Arts Festival. Tapos meron silang mga photojournalism, editorial cartooning, flash report contests, meron din silang battery tests on news, editorial, and sports writing. Sa mga hindi nakakaalam, I was a student journalist nung high school and college. Oo. Tapos yung mga nilalaban natin yan, mga ano, mga poetry, editorial, mga ganon. So, bet na bet ko tong contest na to. So, I actually shared this to my former orgs sa student publication. Both high school and college. So, hopefully they join kasi alam ko mananalo sila. Ganun pala. So, sa lahat ng grade 11, grade 12, and college students, lahat kayo pwedeng sumali at madaming cash prizes. For more information, visit the National Publications pages on Instagram, Facebook, at sa lahat na, diba? So, the registration for Camilo Osias Arts Festival is still open until March 22nd of this year, syempre. Ayun, sa mga interested ha, join na! So tama ng commercial, let's get it on! At ang ating topic for today is, iisa-isahin natin ha, kasi this is a list. The bucket list of us. Actually, nagpo-poll tayo. At ang tinanong ko sa poll ay, if I were to have a solo episode, what do you want me to talk about? Tapos meron tayong mga binigay na options. Option 1, iniwan na ako ni ex, what to do? So 37% nagsabi this, but 63% nagsabi next. Ayaw nila ng topic na yun. So next option ito. Shameless SMS from the exes and what to do with them. Sabi dito, drug them sis, 37%. Tapos isang malaking don't, 63%. O diba, ayaw nilang mapahiya sila. Char! So far naman, wala namang ex na nag-reply dun sa poll na yun. So, carry lang. Pero siguro ayaw nilang mapahiya ako. Ako yung ayaw nilang mapahiya. Or siguro kasi it's very negative, diba? Ito, option number 3. How to win your ex back? So 10% sabi niya, yes queen! Pero 90% nagsabi, I don't recycle. Siguro yung 10% na sumagot ng yes queen, gusto nilang balikan pa yung ex nila. Yung mga options. Pero yung last, sabi ko, or baka wala sa options. So, send your suggestions. At meron tayong mga tanggap na suggestions, no? Sabi ni Peppermint, eto na lang po, learnings from previous relationships na lang tayo. Tapos, sabi ng mga kahuntahan natin, 3% bet. Bet na bet. 17%. Next suggestion, please. Therefore, ito yung topic natin. Bucket list of us. Mga dahilan kung bakit kayo nag-break at kung ano-ano ang mga natutunan natin from that. So, ready na ba kayo? Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Please welcome our guest. Of course, it's you. Ikaw, kahuntahan na nakikinig dito. Ikaw ang guest ko today. Or tonight, kung gabi mo itong pinapakinggan. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And to all the new listeners of Huntahanites Podcast, we are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Welcome to the show. And again, enjoy.
Hey folks, my name is Rajiv Doraiswamy and I'm the host of The Rajiv Show. Check out The Rajiv Show at The Rajiv Show both on Facebook and Instagram, and new episodes will be released every Wednesdays. Cheers folks and stay safe.
Hello, hello to old and new kahuntahan. This is Jelly, the Bongis News host of Huntahanites Podcast. Magpakilala muna ako, no? I am 29 years old. Meron tayong 2 official ex-boyfriends. Tapos yung flings, ayoko lang magbilang kasi baka makinig yung nanay ko. So sorry na. I started this podcast last June of 2020. Sobrang bagot na bagot. Because of pandemic. And also, gusto ko lang makipagsikahan sa iba-ibang uri ng tao. Hanggang sa napadpad tayo dito sa relationship category. At simula nga yung nagbalik tayo, we're always at the top. Lagi tayo nag-chart sa Apple Podcast. According to Chartable, like every week, every Wednesday, lagi tayo nasa top 10. So, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. It's because of you kaya tayo nag-chart. Kung credible ba ako to talk about relationships, I think isang malaking no. Ang kapal lang mukhang mag-podcast. But the only thing is, I seek answers. And I want you, listeners, to learn with me. At malay nyo, sabay tayo magka-jowa, diba? Or sabay nating ma-realize na we don't need jowa. Wow, pero sana meron! So, dun sa mga past relationships ko, I have 4 big whys. Mga malalaking tanong, mabibigat na tanong, nasasagutin natin at hopefully, you learn something from it. First on our bucket list, why do people leave? When I asked this question, I wasn't asking the other person why he left. I was actually the one who left, surprisingly. And yun yung tanong ko sa sarili ko na parang, bakit ba ako umalis? Bakit ako nag-give up agad? And up to this date, I still asked myself, kung tama ba yung naging decision? What if siya pala? What if pwede naman palang mag-work? Or what if kami na lang? Yung ganun. Pero at that time, I think it was the best decision to make. Alam niyo yung pagpunta kayo ng Jollibee? Tapos, ang haba ng pigila, Mars. Tapos iniisip mo, ano ba? Kailangan ko bang pumila ng matagal for this chicken joy meal? Yung gano'n. For this tuna pie. Ganon ko ba siya talaga kinikrave para maghintay ng mahaba? So at one point, dun sa paghihintay mo, natanong mo yung sarili mo, kailangan ko na bang umalis? Pero bakit ba umaalis yung isang tao? Siguro kasi hindi naman talaga siya gutom. Maybe he wasn't asking for it at the time. Maybe he wasn't ready for love. Maybe it's not the one he's looking for at that given time. Siguro nung time na yon, hindi naman talaga chicken joy yung hinahanap niya. Siguro gusto lang niya ng pampalipas gutom. And waiting made him realize na parang, ah, hindi pala worth it. Kasi diba ganun, when you're waiting for something and then you have it, parang you realize, no wait, this is not what I'm looking for pala. And you would think it's a mistake, but it's not, because it made you realize what you really want. Or may buffet sa kabila, yun na lang para sulit, yung mga ganun. Pero hindi ko naman sinasabing may mga buffet na tao, pero pwede lang mga bukas sa lahat ng gusto kumain, char! Sama na ugali, no? Pero at one point, parang naging buffet din naman ako. Hindi po, sige, pasok! Masuki, go! Pero wag niyo na lang sabihin sa nanay ko, ha? Kasi atin-atin lang to, mga Mars. Tsaka tanungin niyo rin, ba't ba nagawang iwanan ni Julia si Josh? Kasi may Gerald. And because people can. You can't hold people kasi. You can't force someone to stay if they wanna go. You know, so wag ipilit. I think the lesson na na-realize ko is when people leave, just let them. Let them be. If they wanna come back, then they'll be back. That means they're meant to stay. Kaya nga nang sinabi sa famous quote. Next, sa ating bucket list, why do people fall out of love? If the question is, I fell out of love, yes. Kasi yung reason ko naman nun is I'm not happy anymore. I wasn't feeling like myself. I don't see myself growing with that person. I don't see myself enjoying the things I used to do. Although, alam mo, kailangan mo talagang maging happy on your own before you jump into a relationship. You know why? Kasi you have to be happy on your own. You have to know how to make yourself happy. Kasi hindi naman, hindi mo siya makikita sa ibang tao talaga eh. Parang yes, you'll be happy with someone, but to a certain extent, meron lang... Ano bang tawag? Meron lang mga moments na sobrang masaya kayo. Paano kung malungkot kayo? Paano kung nag-aaway kayo? Are you really gonna be able to make yourself happy? Or calm yourself? Or distract yourself from the argument that you were having? Yung mga ganun ba? And ito ha, lagi ko lang sinasabi sa mga friends ko at sa sarili ko rin kapag masyadong mabilis akong ma-fall, ganun. Kailangan mo talagang kilalanin ng mabuti yung tao. Kailangan mong alamin kung sino siya with his friends or with her friends. Kailangan mong alamin kung sino siya kapag kaharap yung family niya. Kailangan mong alamin kung sino siya kapag siya lang mag-isa. Kung sino siya sa harap ng Diyos. Kung sino siya kapag wala ang Diyos. Yung ganun, yung mga moments na makikita mo or madedefine mo yung character ng isang tao. Otherwise, if you just follow your emotions, your feelings, wala. Parang, it's a trap, mga Mars. Kapag na-feel mo na parang, oh my God, love ko na siya, without knowing that person, oh my gosh. Talaga, it's a trap, mga Mars. Kasi totoo talaga na kapag nakikita mo yung isang tao, kapag gusto ka rin nila, best foot forward talaga sila, mga Mars. Hindi mo sila makikita until nagalit na siya. Yung ganon. Meron akong friend from the past na yung naging partner niya, hindi pa daw niya nakikitang magalit. Pero nung nagalit, Mars, may physical something. So, ayun. So, ingat-ingat din tayo, no? You really have to know the person. Tsaka, alam mo, di ba sinasabi nila na yung mga babae may, ano, may clock na parang, oy, kailangan mo na mag-asawa, kailangan mo na magpakasal, ganyan, kailangan mo magkaala kasi tumatanda na tayo, nawawala na tayo sa kalendaryo, mga ganon. Pero it's not the right reason. If you're gonna marry just because you have a ticking time bomb with you, it's not the right reason. And you're not giving the other person the chance also to appreciate their relationship. Or treasure or cherish the relationship. Ano bang synonyms natin? Yung mga ganun, di ba? And you have to ask din ha, what the purpose of this person is in your life. Kasi parang, ano ba? Do you like him or her because you're feeling miserable and lonely and you just want some warm body? Diba? Yung ganon. Or you really love this person because of his or her character. Because of who he is. Because of who and how she loves. Yung mga ganon. And I think when someone tells you na, I'm sorry, I fell out of love, you have to respect that. You don't need to force anything. You don't have to force yourself to that someone. And it's not just respecting his decision. It's respecting yourself. Kasi you deserve that respect. You deserve that worth. I just want to let you know that you are worth falling in love over and over again. At yan din ang sinasabi ko sa sarili ko, actually. Yung mga sinasabi ko dito, mga sinasabi ko rin sa sarili ko para lang ako makasurvive sa single life na ito, char. Hindi, joke lang yun. Pero alam nyo, talaga, respect yourself din. Know when to walk away din. You can't just stay just because, oh yun, tagal na natin, or, ay, kilala na siya ng parents ko, or, love na namin talaga yung isa't isa. Meron na kaming bank account together. Yung kaya huwag kayong mag-joint account kung hindi naman kayo kasal. Wow. Adulting tip yun. O, oh, diba? Okay, third sa ating bucket list. Bakit hindi tayo tama para sa isa't isa? Ito ha, share ko lang. Yung recent ko na ex, he was the one who broke up with me. And actually, parang ayoko siyang i-admit kasi parang, oh my gosh, ako yung iniwan. Hindi ba dapat ako yung nangiiwan mo? Hindi, pero he told me na we're not right for each other. And it's not because he doesn't love me anymore or it's not because I don't love him anymore. But we're just not right for each other. He looks for things na I can't. Yung parang, alam niyo yung, I can't be that person for you. Yung mga ganon. We have different priorities. We want different things. We want different dreams. And parang wala kaming makitang same path. Or, alam niyo yung parang, wala sa aming gustong mag-compromise. Diba, mayroong mga tao na, kapag mahal mo yung isang tao, love should be enough. Yung tipong, kailangan marunong kayo mag-compromise. Kailangan ikaw muna ngayon, pero bukas siya naman. Yung ganon. Pero kami, lagi kami nagka-clash. And it's not healthy na lagi kayong magkaaway, lagi kayong nag-argue. And I felt na he doesn't truly understand me, yung needs ko. And ako din sa kanya. Nung una, syempre, sobrang, ano ba? Bakit? Anong mali sa akin? Pero sinabi naman niya na walang mali sa akin. Yun na lang yung pakonsuelo, no? Hindi, pero alam nyo, if you think na you're not right for that person, it's okay. That means you are right for someone else. And he is also right for someone else. Yung ganun. It doesn't mean na yung next partner niya is better than you. It doesn't mean na yung next partner mo is better than him. But it just means na mas wak sa inyo yung magiging para sa inyo. Yung taong maiintindihan ka with or without you saying it. So dun sa question na why are we not right for each other? So in retrospect, you have to ask what's wrong about us being together. Maybe you're with that person for the wrong reasons. Maybe you're not really looking for a relationship, but a partnership or a companion, maybe. Parang, baka hindi naman relationship talaga yung hanap mo. Baka kaya hindi ka ganun ka committed because ayaw mo ng commitment. Kasi when you start a relationship with someone, you have to be committed. You don't only want the good things. Kasi you'll get tired eh. You'll have this fantasy in your head. Na parang, oh, we'll be happy. It's gonna be all sunshine and butterflies. But it's not the case. Relationships are messy and it takes work to make it work. And that's actually the beauty of it. And parang, oh my gosh, in all my flaws, I found something beautiful. Na parang, oh my gosh, someone actually saw the beauty in me. Mga ganun. At ito yung last, I feel like makaka-relate dito sa fourth, bakit natin? So yung question is, why can't you choose me? Yan din yung tanong ni Josh kay Julia, char. Kasi kapag tinanong mo na why can't you choose me, ibig sabihin may options, ibig sabihin may ibang taong involve, or may ibang priorities na involve. So kung hindi kayo pinili, edi magpaubaya na lang kasi ano bang magagawa nyo, di ba? At ito na naman po si Moira, char. Baka makopyright na tayo kapag siningit na naman natin yung kanta ni Moira, di ba? Alam nyo, sa mga hindi pinipili, actually, message ko din to sarili ko. Oo, kasi hindi tayo pinipili, kaya tayo walang jowa, ano? I mean, pinili, pero hindi pinanindigan. Yung mga ganon. O kaya, pinili, pero for a certain time lang. Yung tipong, ay, may attitude pala to. Sige na, wag na. Ganyan. Or kaya naman, ay, sige. Ikaw muna sa ngayon, pero hindi talaga ikaw ang huli. Oh! Yung ganon. Pero kung tinatanong mo pa rin yan sa sarili mo na parang, hindi ba ako kapili-pili? Ito ang sabihin mo, Mar, sa sarili mo. Pipiliin ko ang sarili ko. Ako muna bago ikaw. Tapat mo, linis mo. Char. O hindi ha, pero piliin mo talaga yung sarili mo, Mars. Linisin mo ang tapat mo. What I mean by that is, kung sa palagay mo, you're a mess, eh di clean the mess first, diba? Ayoko naman magpaka preachy, pero, you know, you have to take care of yourself then for you to take care of other people. And you have to choose yourself first before other people can actually choose you. Don't make yourself an option because you're not an option, Mars. Ikaw dapat yung piliin. So, umarte kang kapili-pili. Ganon. At kapag yung isang tao ginawa kang option, alam mo ang dapat mong gawin? You have to walk away. And that's how you remove yourself from the equation. That's how you choose yourself. That's how you claim your power back. Yes. Ang galing mag-advise pero sarili hindi ko yun apply. Kamusta naman? Pero promise sa next relationship, kung magkaroon man ng option, ayun. Hindi ko pa rin alam yung gagawin ko, char. Kung yummy, sige, pwede lang ako maging option. Pero kung hindi, wag na lang. Hindi, ano, hindi. Sorry na, ma. Hindi ako yung anak ni naisip, char. Charot lang yon, etchas lang yon. Wag pong tutularan. No ba naman to? Minus 10 langit points na ako dito sa mga pinagsasabi ko dito. Pero yun na ang ating apat na bakit. Bago tayo pumunta sa ating mensahe para sa mga taong may mga bakit pa rin sa sarili, let's read muna ang mga sinabi ng ating mga kahuntahan. So, tinanong natin, di ba, ano ba ang mga natutunan nyo sa inyong past relationships? Sabi ni at sulat.ni.blue, sulat ni Blue, sabi niya, I learned that the pain and sadness after a heartbreak stays and lingers because sometimes we choose to hold on to it, we choose to nurture it, and we choose to let it stay. But we can also choose to let it go. Then you'll realize that you'll be happier and you will feel a lot lighter. Start by choosing yourself over that person who left. Choose yourself over those negative and toxic emotions. Give yourself a chance to be happy because you deserve it. Correct, Mars? Totoo yan. Alam mo, ang favorite ko sa sinabi niyang ito, yung sinabi niya na you'll realize that you'll be happier and you will feel a lot lighter. O, di ba? Gumagaan ka kapag masaya ka. And also yung choose yourself over somebody else. Di ba? Kasi, totoo yan. Kailangan talagang piliin ang sarili mo. Ito, sabi ni 59 Freya 18. Learn to love yourself. Magtira ka ng respeto para sa sarili mo. Always believe in yourself. True yan, oo. Respect yourself enough to know what you deserve. Diba? Ito, sabi ni Jaya Babe, si Janelle, na naging guest din natin to before sa season 1 and season 2. Hanapin nyo lang yung pangalan niya, Jaya Canizares. Sabi niya, never be too emotionally dependent on anyone. Be the source of your own happiness. It's better to be alone than with the wrong person. Tama yan, no? Kasi kung nasa maling tao ka, hindi ka mag-grow eh. You'll just wilt. And ayun, parang napakabigat sa loob mo kung nasa maling tao ka. Yung parang gusto mo lang kumawala. Yung ganun. Ito, sabi ni MyBrian_Palma. Sabi niya, I've learned to realize that you don't need to be strict to your partner. Because if he or she really loves you, they will not do anything to break your heart. Just let them do what they want. They have mind to think what to do and must not. And lastly, don't please them to stay. If they choose to leave, let them. Uy, in fairness, totoo yan ha. Yung wag kang maging strict sa, ano mo, sa partner mo. Yung parang, if they want to cheat, let them cheat. Diba? Kasi kung pipilitin mo na parang kung lagi kang nagmamasid or lagi mong binabatayan kung anong ginagawa niya, parang you don't trust that person enough. And would you really live that way? Would you really stay with someone you can't trust? Diba? It's hard. And also kung manloloko yung tao, gagawa at gagawa yun ang paraan para manloko. Wala kang magagawa dyan. Kahit tingnan mo pa yung phone niya, meron siyang isang phone for sure. Yung mga ganun. Ito. Sabi ni Louis Velasco, you can't force anything in the relationship. If it's meant to be, it comes naturally. True. Ito, sabi ni Emmanuel. Sabi niya, mas mahalin ang sarili. Place proper bounds. Never let anyone cross the line. Kahit jowa mo pa yan. Totoo. You have to set boundaries for yourself. And you have to know what your boundaries are, diba? Meron talagang mga lines na hindi kinocross. And ano, yun, para lang maging self-aware ka, you have to evaluate what you want talaga in a relationship. Sabi ni Micaela Ann, you are strong enough to face everything. Correct! Mars, kung pinapakinggan mo to at nagtatanong ka pa rin ng mga bakit sa sarili, gusto ko lang sabihin sa'yo na you are strong and kayang-kaya mo yan. So, ayun na ang list ng ating mga bakit sa sarili at bakit hindi nga ba kayo nag-work, mga ganon. Sana meron kayong natutunan and alam nyo, gawa din kayo ng bucket list nyo. Yung mga tanong nyo sa sarili nyo, tanong nyo dun sa mga naging exes nyo. Kasi while I was doing this list, I was kind of reflecting kung ano bang nagawa kong mali para sa susunod na relationship, gagawin mo ng tama, di ba? At sa susunod mong relationship, wala ka nang magiging bakit kasi ginawa mo na yung mga bagay na hindi mo nagawa dati. So, ayun na lang. Thank you so much and I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording this. If you have more suggestions for the show, just let me know. This is your Bungis News host, Jelly. Till next Wednesday.
Got any questions or topics for the next episode? Follow us and slide in our DM at HuntaHanites. Want some more episodes? Subscribe, like, and share. This was HuntaHanites. Till next Wednesday.